So we're in the second year of learning about Shemitah. We said during the year of Shemitah, there is an Isser Melacha to do work on the land. And the Pasuk in Parsha Bahar tells us that only four Melachos are Aser. The Psukim say, Vashana HaShvis, the seventh year of Shemitah, Shabbos Shabbos on Yil Aretz, Shabbos LaShem. It's going to be a year of Shabbos, a rest. That's a mitzvah asay. V'sadecha lo sizra, and you can't plant your field. That's Melacha 1, Zareah. V'charmecha lo sizmor, number 2, you can't do zomer, which is pruning, cutting off the branches to help it grow better. And the next pasuk says, es sviach tzircha lo sixtor, the remaining out aftergrowths you cannot cut. Ves invade nizirecha lo sivtor, and you can't do betzira, which is cutting on grapes.
What was the third one?
The third one was kotzer, harvesting, cutting the grains. So the four are zoreya, zomer, kotzer, and Botzer. Those are the only four mentioned in the Torah. And we discussed yesterday whether Netia was included also. Maybe it's the same thing as Zareah. Maybe it's different. That was yesterday's discussion. Today we're going to discuss three other points, each of them pretty briefly. The understanding of Melacha of Kotzer, understanding the Melacha of Zomer, and then discuss Choresh. I know Yitzchak Yar mentioned Choresh yesterday, even though it's not mentioned in the Pesukim here. We'll hopefully address that also. So let's talk first about Kotzer. So, the Torah tells us it's also to do ktsir. So let me ask you, what's the status of the food during Shemitah year?
Resting, don't touch it.
Okay, you can't do anything to it.
Hefker.
So what does hefker mean?
Anything on your field, take it.
Ah, so you can eat it, right? That pasuk is found in, is it here also, I think? Yep, look at pasuk vav, you don't have it in front of you. It says, V'hayisa Shab, you can take it out if you want. I'll wait for you. In Bahar. Page 696 for those using the stone chumashim. So right after Pasuk Dal and Pasuk Kei tells us the Isser Melacha. Then Pasuk Vav says, I'm going slowly for you guys. V'hayisa Shabbos Ha'aretz Lachem Lo'ochla Lecha ula'avdecha v'lamasecha. You're supposed to eat it. So let me ask you a question. How are we supposed to eat the food?
It's a good question.
Good question, right?
You can't take it off.
You can't take it off. It's a kutsira. At the same time, you have to eat it. You're supposed to, like, right, exactly, climb on the tree and to eat it off or whatever. So obviously, some level of kutsira is permitted in order to enable you to eat it. The question is, what is permitted? So the Rambam, in Hilchos Shemitah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph. Says, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph. It's somewhat of a long halacha, but I'll read through it anyways. Kol shetotzia aretz b'shana shviz. Anything that comes out of the ground during Shemitah, bein min hazera, shenafal b'mikodem, whether it's planted earlier, before shviz, Bein min ha'ikarim shenikatu mikodem, whether there's some roots that were from before and that started growing. V'chazu v'asu v'shneim nikru sviach, and on its own it started growing because you can't work the land. Anything that grows, this is Shemitah. That's the Rambam there?
Yeah.
Hilchos Shemitah, Perek Dalet, Halach Aleph. So anything that grows on its own because you can't cultivate the land, that's called sviach. Those are aftergrowths, another discussion. Bein min ha'asavim ha'yirakos, whether it's the grass, whether it's the vegetables, sh'ala me'lein, that grow on its own. Bein lamzera, ha'kol motir la'achol me'atorah, anything that grows without being worked, that grows on its own, that's motir sh'ne'amar v'ayisah shabbos ha'aretz lachem la'achla, it's permitted to eat, like we said in the pasuk. Va'afilu sadeh sh'netayva, what does netayva mean? What's lashon netayva? Lashon of tov. Even if feel that was made better, that you weren't supposed to, but the owner made it better anyways, he violated the iser. Even though there was an issur, the person violated the actions of working the land, the fruit ended up being permitted. Different discussion about the status of the fruit. So what does that mean? How could you eat the food? There's an issur there, I says, we just said, you can't cut the food. It says Rambam, Shelo yiktzor kederech shekotzer b'chol hashana. The iser doesn't mean iser across the board. It means you can't do the normal type of ksira. Vim kater kederecha kotzen. But if you do the normal ksira, then you locate, you get malchus. It's an iser deraisa. Kigon shekatzer kol hasadeh. You cut the entire field. That's how the farmers would do it. They plow the field, they'd plant, they'd help it grow, then they cut the entire field. That's an iser deraisa. You get malchus for v'hemid kriv adash v'bakar, and you have a pile of your all the grains in on the side. Oshikatzel v'odas aretz k'moshe b'arnu. All different types of ways that was normally done for kasira, you get malchus. So what's permitted then? Ella says the Rambam kotzer ma'at ma'at v'chovet v'ochel. You take little by little and you eat. That's the heter, little by little, and you eat. Okay, now the Rash, I didn't tell you to take Masechta Shviyos, the Rash Mishans on the Mishnayos in two places. It's Perek Vav Mishnah Beis and Perek Ches Mishnah Vav. He says it different. He raises the same question as the Rambam. He says, you know it's Aser? It's Aser to do Ktsira when the person, the owner, the farmer, was Mishamer the land. There's an Iser to guard your, you have to leave everything you said as you have to be open, it's Hefker. All gates are open, no fences, everything's allowed to come inside. If the farmer puts up fences, so then it's usher to work, to do any ksira. But...
any ksira.
Any ksira. It's usher. All the food, everything is usher. Ksira is usher. That's what the pasuk's talking about.
Tonight, in order to be able to eat the food, it has to be as hefker as possible.
Exactly. According to the Rash, Mishans. That's a whole other topic about hefker, but that's one point to know exactly how hefker, how mishumer it has to be. But... if it's completely hefker, so you could do normal ketzira. You could do the whole property if you want, according to the Rash Mishans. So the way I conceptualize, how would you guys conceptualize this machlokas Rambam versus the Rash Mishans? What's the lumdus here? What's the machlokas? Something we mentioned yesterday. Which the Rambam is focusing on a certain aspect, while the Rash Mishans focuses on a different aspect. Again, the Rambam says there's an iser the way you do it. And the Rash Mishans says it's where you do it. So the Rambam is about an iser gavra. Iser gavra. Exactly. And the Rash is about the iser karka. Is the shvisa on me, the owner, that I have got to stop doing any work? As long as I do a shinoi, then it's mutter. But to do a regular mlacha, that's going to be an iser gavra. Or it's about the land has to rest. If I'm mafkir, so it's no longer my land. It's not a problem of me resting. But if I protect it, the land, then I'm not having it rest. I'm still working the land. Then the ksira turns out to be a problem of not letting the land rest. Now, Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah. You guys brought a Rosh Hashanah here?
Yeah.
Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah actually says there's two dinim. It's both a din in the gavra and a din in the makom. Rosh Hashanah daf tes amud aleph. The second Dibur Maskil, it says v'katzir. The two of them, the second one, it's around eight wide lines down v'katzir. Daf tes, tes amud aleph. Rosh Hashanah tes amud aleph v'katzir. Now the Gemara here, we're going to get to the Gemara probably later on. The Gemara here is discussing the pasuk that again Yisrael Yari said yesterday about the source of Tosefes Shviyos and the source of Harisha. So, the Gemara tells us that it's usher to do ketzira even after Shviyos is over. The eighth year comes, still anything that grew during Shviyos is an iser to do any plowing after the fact, because that produce is still considered Shviyos, even after Shemitah is over. So on that, comments Tosfos, the ketzir shel Shviyos hayotzi l'motzei Shviyos. You guys got it? Yudhar, you got that? Eight wide lines down. The ketzir shel Shviyos hayotzi l'motzei Shviyos. Cutting the food after the seventh year is still usher. It's Tosefes Shviyos in the end. Says Tosefes ki orcha usher liktzar. Only if you do a normal way of cutting. Aval al yidei shinoi mutter afilu bas Shviyos. Even during Shviyos, yidei shinoi is permitted. Who is this like?
Rambam.
Kedisa, he brings the source. Kedisa b'toras ka'anim. The Darish Pasuk says, ves in veni ziriacha lo sivtzor, you shouldn't cut down grapes. Kederech botzrin, the way they normally cut it down. Mikan amro te'ena shel shviyos ein kotzin osa b'muksa. So there's a mission he quotes in Shviyos that says you can't use a normal utensil to cut down the figs. Aval kotza osa b'charava, the Mishnah says you could use a sword or a knife to cut it down. So the Tosfos is like the Rambam, but there's a slight difference. What's the slight difference you see from the Rambam versus Tosfos? They both agree you have to do a shinoi, but what do they argue about?
Can you repeat the second part of the Tosfos again?
Tosfos says that you're allowed to do ayde shinoi, and he brings a proof that the Medrash apparently says, and he quotes from the Mishnah really, I'll say, the Mishnah says, let's read that inside. You see where it says Mikan Amru? Mikan Amru, two lines down in the Tosos, he's quoting a Mishnah in Shavuos. Te'ena, a fig, shel Shavuos, that's grown during the Shavuos year, ein koten osa b'moksa. You can't cut down with a moksa, which is a type of kli. Aval, koten osa b'charava, you can cut down with a sword or a knife. So, what's the difference between Tosos and the Rambam?
The Rambam says you can cut down the normal way. It's a normal thing. You should do little by little.
Exactly. Issue of quantity versus quality. Rambam says the quantity has to be less, little by little. But you can still use the normal utensil, the normal sickle, whatever they use to cut it down. Tosos says it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality of the cutting.
It's b'chlal not about the quantity at all?
According to Tosfos, it sounds like from all we're getting from here, it's the way you cut it, not how much you cut it. You have to use a different utensil. He brings
the
rock.
Shinoi that he spoke about in the beginning was shinoi.
Of shinoi, who the shinoi, it's a shinoi in the I guess the object that's being not what's being used to cut it down.
What is the normal way during the year?
Well,
to cut it?
They both agree the regular way is to use a sickle, let's say, and cut the whole field.
It seems like the Rambam is saying you got to do it in any. You just can't do it the normal way. And what's the normal way? Doing the whole field, cutting down the whole field at once. And Tosfos said you can do it anyway. You can use any shino. You just can't do it the normal way, which is using a
right.
What's it called?
Using a different a sword or a knife. So they're arguing. Are they saying this is the only, would the Rambam agree to the Tosfos? Would Tosfos agree to the Rambam? I don't know. Pashas is not. I'm not sure. I'm sure there's a deeper understanding. I don't look into it any further. But let me think about it just for a moment. Okay, there's probably something deeper, but I don't know enough right now to explain what the further the Kudas Machlokas is. But that's the difference between the Rambam and Tosfos. Now, how's the Rambam going to explain this Mishnah? This is a Mishnah in Shavuot that says you have to do it in a different way when you cut it down the figs. Use a different utensil. So the Rambam actually has a different pshat to this Mishnah. The Rambam writes in Mishnah Torah, that we have to look it up inside, but he says that this is a completely different understanding. This, when it says ein koten, it does not mean cutting down. It's referring to drying. A whole different pshat, nothing to do with what we're talking about now. Drying out figs. And the Rashi Mishnah also agrees with the Rambam to this understanding. So he wiggles out of that proof against him. Nothing to do with our topic of Gokotzer. Completely different topic. Okay. Then Tosfos says, after assuming right now Tosfos is like the Rambam conceptually, but we again noted there's a difference in how the Shino is done, he continues and says, Hachanami Tanan, there's also a Mishnah Perek Ches Shvius, that's the Mishnah he just quoted. Asks another question. Abba Tanya, B'taras Kohanim, we have another Medrash. Min HaMishumar Yata Botzer. If it's protected, your field is closed off, the owner closed off, you cannot do Botzer. You can't do Kota, same thing. You can't cut off the fruit. Aval Ata Botzer Min HaMufkar. Mufkar Nami Kederach B'tzir Aser. Vaideshino Shelo Kederach B'tzir Mufkar Shari. So this medrash sounds different than Tosfos. It sounds more like
the Rashi Shans.
That's about protecting the land, the area. Meshumar is aser, mufkar is mutter. So what does he say? He says as follows: that meshumar afilu shalok kederach b'tzir nami aser. As follows: when it comes to a hefker land, he combines both. Then a shinai works; a regular way does not work. In a meshumar land, it's aser. Everything completely is aser. So he agrees that both are relevant factors. The Shvisa's karka is important. If the owner, the farmer, locks everything up in a fence, Katsir is completely aser like Rash Mishans. And in a Mufkar land, it's not completely mutter. Rash Mishans thought everything's mutter. No, there's still a qualification. It's only mutter if you do the maisa, how you cut it also. So Sez tells us there really are two dinim. They're both true. Okay. So that covers the first small topic of Katsir. Three machlokas. just, I don't want to get too confusing, there happens to be a fourth machlokas also, a fourth opinion. The Gra thinks that the only way ketzir is really permitted is betalish. I'm not quite sure what he means, because ketzir usually means when it's mechubar lakarka. If I understood him correctly, I think he says only when it's talish, when it's disconnected from the ground. Let's say the tree is disconnected, then you could cut off the fruit from the tree. I'm not fully understanding it, but I'm just throwing out there. There seems to be a fourth opinion, which I didn't look into enough. But there are three basic opinions. That are the Rambam, the Rash, Mishans, and then Tosos, who seems to have two dinim. Okay, now let's move on to Zomer for a few moments. Pasuk says, V'chaim r'chol lo sizmor. You can't prune your grape trees, your vines. By cutting off the branches, it helps it grow better. So, pashas the pasuk, which fruit are we talking about?
Grapes.
Karmacha refers to grapes. And
pasuk in Bahar?
Pasuk in Bahar. This is Vayikra Chafhei Dalad. Now, if you open up your Moed Katan for a second, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. So says Rashi, this is Rashi, the fourth line from the top. He says Zimur. What's Zimur? Gimel Amud Aleph, yeah. Gimel Amud Aleph, Rashi says Zimur. Mechatech anafim yiveshim shel gefen. I'll wait for you guys to get it, sorry.
Rashi Zimur.
Yeah, see Zimur, four lines on the top, the last wide line down. Give him a moment off. You already need help. Okay, it says Rashi, four lines from the top, Zimur, towards the end of the line. Mechatech anafim yiveshim. You cut off dry branches, shel gefen. So many Achronim point to this Rashi, dafke shel gefen. The definition of Zimur is cutting off a grape tree. Or grape vines. That's inconsistent, very consistent with how the pasuk says. Now, what they don't point out is, I think there's another Rashi on the page which seems to say otherwise. Look at Rashi, two lines from the top. Zimira b'chlal zuria. Very good. Shedar chosha zomer litzmuche pere kizareya. He doesn't say litzmuche gefen kizareya, he says pere. So I didn't see anybody point this out. There are other Rishonim who say it more explicitly. This is pretty explicit, but there are other ones who also say that Zomer applies to other fruits as well. So I think it happens to be Rashi says both. So I don't think you can bring a ride from Rashi that he says Dafka Geffen. But the Rambam, if you open up to the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita Aleph Beis, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, says the Rambam, "Ein olokim in Torah ella al zuria o al hazmira val ktsira o al habitzira." Those are the four we mentioned in the Torah. Again, you only get malchus for zuria, zemira, ktsira, and bitzira. If there's one thing you guys walk out of this summer kollel from, hopefully those four malachos, you remember, are the only ones you get malchus for, according to the Rambam, and hopefully more you'll get. But then the Rambam concludes the line saying, "Echad akerem ve'echad shari lanos." Whether it comes to grapes, whether it comes to any trees, it all applies. Mashma, that zmira, pruning, applies to every tree. That's what the Tosos Yom Tif writes in Masechah Shviyos, Perek Beis Halacha Beis, Mishnah Beis. He says it's clear from the Rambam there's a din deraisa of zmira even when it comes to other trees. Yes, the Pasuk mentioned dafka by grapes, but in Echanami it applies to other trees as well. Now, there's a Rashbam, which also indicates that Zemir applies to other trees as well. There's a Mishnah Shvis, Mishnah Perek Dalad, Mishnah Hey, which is quoted in the Gemara Ba'abasa, Daf Pei Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Ein Kotitin, you cannot cut, Besulos Shikma B'Shvis Mipnei Shehi Avoda. A certain type of tree you can't cut down because that works the land. And the Rashbam there comments on the Gemara Baba Basra when it quotes this Mishnah in Shviyas. Why can't you cut it down? Because it's a violation of Charmecha lo Sizmor. So he uses this pasuk. Exactly, talking about regular tree. Basula Shikma, not a grape tree at all. But he used the pasuk of lo Sizmor, so it's clear from the Rashbam that it applies even to other trees as well. You can't prune any tree. And the Chazon Ish has a problem with this opinion that you're going to say that Zomer applies to other trees midiraisa. What's his problem? So he says, based on the Gemara Moikatim. Let's go back to Daf Gimel and Aleph. I'll let you guys find it. Take your time. Are you ready to open Moikatim? Okay, Moikatim Gimel and Aleph. I wasn't sure if you closed your books yet. Okay. So there's a Gemara. If you go, let's see, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 lines from the top. First word in the line is Sheba Karmicha. See that Sheba Karmicha? The next word is Minayin. And forget the context for now. The Gemara brings a brayso that says Minayin She'ein Mekarsimim Vein Mezardin Vein Mefaskin Bilim. All these different actions. How do you know you can't do it? Because the pasuk says Tamalomar Sadcha Lo Karmicha Sadcha Lo. Don't do any malacha. It leaves out the action. But since the pasuk doesn't say ktsira, what's the exact pasuk here? It doesn't say lo sizra sadcha. It says sadcha lo sizra. It sounds like your field, you should do nothing to it. This is the pasuk that includes many other toldos. Remember, yesterday we learned that only the toldos mentioned are asr. Any other, this whole brisa brings, wait a second, these all toldos are asr. And the Gemara ends up concluding that it's only a smachta ba'alma. Fine. But in the list of toldos that are listed here, we have something called mekarsimim. So look what Rashi says, mekarsimim. What's mekarsimim? Rashi says, hainu zimor elishir karsim shayacha be'ilanos. It's the same action. It's pruning, but zomer is used for trees, and the word used for, zomer is used for grapes, rather, and mekarsimim is a term used for pruning trees. In English, we have the same word, I think. Pruning, you prune a grape tree, I guess, and you prune a regular tree. In Hebrew, they're two different words. When it's pruning a grape tree, it's a grape vine, rather. It's called zomer.
And because it's a different tolda, it doesn't apply. Only zimor to grapes would apply.
Exactly. So he says, it's clear Gemara here, says Chazon Ish.
It's Chazon Ish?
Yeah. That what we're referring to is a tolda. The tolda of the pruning of other trees is only a tolda. It's not zimor. It's not bechlal, the pasuk. How could you say that Rambam thinks that midiraisa zomer applies to all trees? The Gemara clearly says it doesn't apply. It's only other trees is only a tolda. And the Gemara concludes that it's only an asmachta that we included. But midiraisa, there's no iser to prune other trees. So therefore, right, Chazon Ish, in light of that question, we have to reread the Rambam. Now, granted, the Chazon Ish is going against the Tosafot Yom Tov.
Why is the problem that it's a tolda again?
Because according to the Tosafot Yom Tov's understanding, when the pasuk says zomer, that means also what we're using the word here, mekarsimim. Zomer means any tree is asur midiraisa, and you're going to get malkus for pruning any type of tree. But when the Gemara brings this brisa, mekarsimim, which now we know means pruning other trees, it only calls it a tolda. And a tolda, the Gemara in the end, when you get there, the end tells us a tolda is actually only asur midirbanan. It's only a smachta. It's not included in the word zomer. It's this drasha, the chum, and really, it's not a real drasha, it's just simply nesmachta, and it's not an issa derais, and certainly there's no malchus for it. So how could the Rambam be saying that Zomer does include other trees when the Bryce and Morikotan here says otherwise? So, right to Chazon Ish in Simon Chaf Alf and Hilchos Shviyos, Os Tezvav, says we misread the Rambam.
Is the Chazon Ish again?
Yeah. Chazon Ish is all over Shviyos. Says the Chazon Ish, this is how we read the Rambam. Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, Halacha Beis rather, when it says the word Echad HaKerem VeEchad Shar Ilanos, it was referring to the other three malachos, not to Zomer. We read it as grapes and trees, all four malachos that we know of apply to any type of tree. Says Chazon Ish, that's wrong. Zomer applies only to grapes, Because I've got the raya from the Gemara Mori Katan that other trees is not included in Zomer. Other tree, pruning other trees is only a toldah. And when the Rambam says echad, kerem, echad shari lanos, that's simply referring to koter, it's referring to boter, it's referring to zomer.
Why not zomer? Why is it referring to
zomer? Because then you have a big kash. There's the rye is, he can't
the
fathom.
The rye that he mamish can't be going against a brisa, so it's only...
It must be read that way. Even though when you simply read it, it's not saying that, the simple reading, but the Chaz Nish was faced with the simple reading of the Rambam, and the first Gemara the Rambam went against. He felt more comfortable to say that the Rambam wouldn't go against the Mefurish Gemara unless he had another Gemara that supported him. So for that reason, he says, we misread the Rambam. I mean, I guess you have to say it's Pashit the Rambam when he said Zomer only means grapes. He wouldn't think he'd even get confused when he concludes saying Echad Kerem Echad Ilanos. No one would end there, no one would ever think that that's going back to define Zomer, because Zomer, everybody knows Zomer applies to grapes only. That's what Chazon Ish says about Shitas Ram. Ad kan Zomer. Okay, a little shot of Zomer. Now let's move to a little bigger topic of Choresh. So, Yitzchak Yar, what do you know about Choresh? How you know that? We said there are only four malachas you can't do. Zoraya, Botzer, Kotzer, and...
You learned it from Ksira, from Kotzer, huh? Isn't that what it said in...
That Pasuk, so...
Ma Choresh Rishir,
Zoraya. You're on the right track. So let's go to Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Very important Gemara about Shviz. Tes Amud Aleph. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the top. Gemara here is talking about a famous topic of Tosefes Shabbos. Who wants to know what's the source of Tosefes Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Udemosifin Michol al Kodesh. The idea of adding on Techol, Kodesh on Techol, what's the source? Minol. How do we know that? The Tan, the Gemara quotes a Brisa, Becharish Vekotzer Tishbos. Now this pasuk is really talking about Shabbos. The whole pasuk I have on the side says Sheshes Yom Tavod, 6 days you're supposed to work. Over Yom Hashvi, Tishbos, you're supposed to rest. Becharish with a kotzer Tishbos, you're supposed to rest from plowing. You're supposed to rest from cutting down fruit and trees. So asks the Gemara. So Rabbi Kiva says, Omer Einot Tzarech Lomar Charish VeKotzer Shal Shvius. So one second here. So. It's Pashut, the Rukivir says it Pashut, he doesn't mention this, but Rashi fills us in. It can't be talking about Shabbos, because we know Shabbos, these things are already also. So it can't be talking about Shavis itself, it can't be talking about Shemitah year now, because if it doesn't apply to Shabbos, what's the next best place to apply this Pasuk? Shavis.
Right.
So it can't be talking about Shavis itself, why? Because Harei Kvar Nemar, Sad Chalo Sizra, you can't plant, you can't work the field. Ela, Chorish Shel Erev Shavis, Hanichnas Neshavis, the before Shvius, the Tosefes Shvius, it's the usher to plant, even in the sixth year. And you can't cut after Shvius is over because of Tosefes Shvius at the end. So what do we see from this? Rabbi Kiva assumed Pashut, that plowing is usher during Shvius. Says it can't be talking about Shvius itself because the Pasuk says don't work the land. What do you mean? The Pasuk says don't plant. Don't cut. Doesn't say don't plow. Rabbi Kiva assumed Pashut Charish was included in that. The only reason why Charish is teaching us here is talking about the Tosefes Shvius. Now, Rabbi Kiva is not the only opinion here. Rabbi Shmuel goes on to say, he says, no, nothing to do with Shemitah at all. This Pasuk is talking about Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ma Charish Rishus Af Katzer Rishus. Just like you can't plow and you can't cut things on Shabbos, when it's just for rishus, for your own needs, yatza katzir omer shum mitzvah. But when it comes to cutting the omer, which is a mitzvah for the carbon omer, they used to cut the grains for the carbon omer, that can be docha Shabbos. Nothing to do with Shemitah at all. So if I had to ask you, according to Rishmal, what does he say about Choresh on Shvius? Mutter. Possibly, we don't know. He doesn't. That it's not on the radar. For Rabbi Kiva, this is the what the pasuk is actually talking about.
Talking about
Shvius
here at all.
Yeah, it's an open question. I mean, I would say it probably is mutter because the pasuk says four, and this is not one of the four. But if you look at the Gemara Moikata now, Daf Gimel and Aleph. So you should know we pass like Rabbi Yishmael. So according to Rabbi Kiva, Chorish is awesome. Midraisa, we do not pass like Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara Moikatan tells us that we don't pass like him. So it's an open question. What's the halacha of Chorish according to Rabbi Yishmael? So this Gemara is found towards the bottom, a little more than halfway down. The first word in the line is Itamar. See Itamar HaChorish?
Yeah.
Oh, well, wait. Tell me when you guys are ready. Itamar.
Itamar HaChorish,
huh? Itamar HaChorish, yeah. Tell me when you guys are ready. I think you are still writing down. Yeah, good? No?
Yeah.
Okay, says the Gemara. Is that a real yeah or just?
Yes.
Itmar says the Gemara. Itmar hachorish b'shvius.
Gimel
amen alf. Yeah.
It's a big yeah.
Thank you. Okay, I'm used to that from you.
where is Itmar?
Sorry, Itmar. It's around more than halfway down. Itmar, the first word in line. Itmar hachorish b'shvius. Hachorish b'shvius, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar had a machlokas. Chad amar loka, chad amar ina loka. Machlokas, whether or not you get malchus or not. So, the Gemara goes on to explain the nature of the machlokas, what exactly they're arguing about. I'm not going to go through the whole Gemara right now, but that is a machlokas, whether you get malchus or not. And it ends up being whether or not you learn from a certain klal prat or not. So, you know, let's learn through the Gemara. Let's do that. Why not? Lema b'di Rabbi Abin amar Rabbi Elai kamithlagi. Maybe they're arguing about the statement that Rabbi Elai once said. Damar Rabbi Abin amar Rabbi Elai. Kol malkum shenemar klal ba'asei uprat belos asei. You have a klal prat. You guys are familiar with such a drasha. Let's say the klal is formulated as an asei, as a positive commandment, and the prat is formulated as a los asei. The lacha is ein danin oso b'chal prat klal. For some reason, asei and alav does not create a klal prat klal. That's what the statement is. Man damar loke. So this case, by the way, we know already at this point that there's an asay and there's a los asay. Because in the beginning of the pasuk it says that uvashana shvitz shabbos shabbosom. That's the asay. Then it says, which is a general klal. You have to rest from the land. Then it says a prat of lo sizra harmacha. That's a prat already. And then in the end it says a klal. At the end it says shabbos shabbosom yelarts. So it's a klal, prat of klal. But for some reason, Rabbi Elai thought, if there's an asay and a lav, it doesn't fit in the rules of klal, prat, or klal. So man damar loka, the one who says you get malchus, lesle, the Rabbi Avin. Let's take a step back for a second. What's the prat here? The prat are the four ones listed. Now we take the prat, and we apply it to the klal, to all shabbason, all rests, includes all malchus, even chorish. So that tells us you would apply, if you would think this is a klal, prat, or klal, then you would think that the lav applies to all actions, even chorish. So, if you reject Rabbi Elai, meaning you think this is a klal prat klal, you would say malchus does apply even to chorish. That's the Gemara initially says. Uman d'amar eino loka, that you do not kill malchus, islay the Rabbi Abin. He holds the Rabbi Abin, and therefore this is not a klal prat because it's an asay and a lav, and therefore we only have malchus by the four listed, we can't apply it to the klal. That's what the Gemara initially says. The Gemara says that's not true. Lo, the Chuli Alma, less say the Rabbi Abin. We don't hold love him at all. I'm Rabbi Elai. This is a Kladu Prada Klau at first glance. Man Damar Loke Shaper, the one who says Malkos, it makes sense because this is a Kladu Prada Klau. We take the Prat of Lo Sase, we apply it to the Klau, which includes any Blacha such as Chorish. However, Man Damar Ein Loke, why would you say you do not get Malkos for Chorish? Amilcha Michti, let's analyze. Zmir Bechal Zriya. Zmira is a tolda of Zriya. And Betzira is Bechal Ketzira. And Betzira is a tolda of Ketzira. So, Lamai Hilchasa Kasvina Rachmana. Why did Hashem write it in the Torah? These two. Just say Zoreya and say Kotzer, and we'll know that it applies to all toldos as well. So it must be lemeimar da ahani told us who the mechayev atolda achrinu lo mechayev. Must be like we said earlier. Only the toldas that are specified in the Torah, zomer and boter. Any other tolda is rejected, and therefore a chorish.
That's according to him, it says
ainalokah. Exactly.
Did you explain how the Rambam read that
yesterday? Did I explain how the Rambam read this yesterday?
Regarding
the Tia. Because the Rambam felt that well, he said no. The Tia is consistent with the Rambam because the Tia was only Makas Mardis. Right. So that's what works well. It's the other opinion how they read it. Because they assumed that Tia and Zeriah were both really one Av. It wasn't even a Tolda.
So the one who says Enoloka is because it's a Tolda?
Enoloka, exactly. So, which is very interesting. The Chorish is a Tolda. Chorish in Hilchos Shabbos is actually an Av.
With regards to Shemitah.
So regards to Shemitah, what's Pshat here? So we'll see Rashi hopefully at the end. If not, we'll see it next week if there's time. Some say that it's Lab Dafka Toldos here. It just means anything that's not mentioned in the Torah. It's not calling Chorish a Tolda here. It is, but it's lav dafka. Someone says, I don't remember who says this, but it just means anything mentioned in the pasuk is usher, anything not mentioned in the pasuk is not usher, but in a chanami chorish is considered av melacha. It's one of the 39 melachas. Okay. So that's the debate, whether you have malchus for chorish or not, within Rabbi Shmuel. Again, Rabbi Kiva says, you certainly get malchus because it's part of it. Within Rabbi Shmuel, who we paskin like, there's a debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. So how do we paskin? What do the Yishonim say? So let's flip to a Rashi in Beis Amun Aleph Rosh Hashanah. Sorry for making us jump around so much. I don't even have it in mind because Hashanah's not even it. So I'll have you guys read it for me. Any takers? It's a three-four word. The fingers are pointing at Azriel. Beis Amun Aleph. Rashi Beis Amun Aleph Dibur Maskil Lishmitin. The first mission of Rosh Hashanah talks about the four Rosh Hashanahs we have throughout the year. So one of the Rosh Hashanahs are that Tishrei is a Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah years. So what does Rashi say there? Rashi l'Shemitin? Beis Amun Aleph, yeah. On the Mishnah, yeah.
I think l'Shemitah v'la yevalos mi shenifnas Tishrei aser l'farosh v'lezoreya
m'natela. So what does the Rashi include? He includes Chorish, Aser Midiraisa. Sound like you paskin that you get Malchus for it, like anything else. The Shmitin. So, now as an aside, we'll get to, hopefully next week, Tosefes Shvius is master from the Rashi here. While my computer is dying, that Tosefes Shvius, there's no concept of Tosefes Shvius. Because when does Shemitah start, he says?
Tishrei.
Tosefes Shvius starts before Tishrei in Elul. So there's a diak to be made there. We'll get to next week, hopefully. Now, Tosin Avod, the Zohar also says, Asa Madiraisa Chorish. There's a Ramban. Ramban and Makos. Yehudar, you might remember this when we learned Makos together. Right? So Ramban, Makos, Chaf Alf, and Rebez, we should probably have a reunion at Franco, yeah. What?
Breathe.
To conclude the summer cola.
Like a tanky.
So Ramban in Makos Chaf Alef Amud Beis says that it's only Aser Midrabanan. He paskins. There's no Malkos. He paskins like the other opinion. That's not Aser Midraisa. Only Aser Midrabanan. Then we get to the Rambam, of course. What does Rambam hold? So if you look at the Rambam, let's go to Perek Aleph for the Rambam.
What does Ramban hold?
Ramban says it's only their Asar Midrabanan. Rambam writes, great for you, Hudari. Should I get my plug meanwhile? Rambam writes in Hilchos Shemitah Aleph Aleph, he says, Mitzvah aseh lishbos me'avodas ha'aretz. You have to rest v'avodas ha'ilan and the trees b'shana shvius. Shenemar v'shavs ha'aretz Shabbos l'Hashem. V'nemar b'chorish v'katzir tishbos. He quotes the pasuk. He quotes Rabbi Akiva's pasuk. Now, why he quotes Rabbi Akiva's pasuk, even though he passed like Rabbi Shmuel, is another discussion. But he does quote the pasuk. Includes b'chorish v'katzir. Clearly, it's also to do charisha during Shemitah. Now, you flip to the Rambam in Halacha Dalid, this we saw yesterday. Halacha Dalid writes the Rambam, Ketad, Hachofer, someone who digs, O Acharish, Litzar Karka, and so on and so forth. He finishes off saying, Makin Oso Makis Mardis Midivrayim, which implies that Charish is only Midirabanan. You get Makis Mardis, while in the beginning he says it's Asma Midiraisa. You hear the question? Okay, we had Machlokis in the Gemara. Let's review. Rabbi Kiva held from this Pasuk, Charish, Asma Midiraisa to do Charisha. Rabbi Shmuel rejected that Pasuk, nothing to do with Shmita. Open question. Gemara Mori Katan says, Machlokis, whether you get Malkus for Charish or you don't get Malkus for Charish. Is that Charish Asa Midiraisa or Asa Midirabanan only? Rashi Paskins is Asa Midiraisa in Rosh Hashanah. Ramban Paskins is Asa Midirabanan only. Rambam has a stira. Ram quotes the Pasuk of Charish in the beginning of Hilchos Shemitah, implying that it's Asa Midiraisa. But then the Halachatal, he Paskins only Asa Midirabanan. So, how do we get out of this? Any suggestions?
Let's quote the pasuk in Halacha Av just for Katsir, not for Charish. I mean, they're next to each other in the pasuk. He wasn't quoting Charish to say that Charish is also in the Torah.
But we don't have that. If you quote the pasuk, it means you have the whole pasuk. You can't say, "Oh, the Katsir applies, but not the Charisha."
What's the mashma of the Rabbanan by the Rambam?
He says Makis Mardis.
Oh, from yesterday.
Exactly. So you remember from yesterday, we had the same answer. We're going to answer.
You say Makis Mardis is not necessarily the Rabbanan.
No, that's not what we said.
It's going on the
Exactly. Yes, we had the Chazanish from yesterday about Noteya, Nitiya, whether that's... So he said the Chazanish that it's Asa Midiraisa, but it's not Lav, it's only Aseh. Aseh doesn't get Malkus. So since there's no Los Aseh, there's no Malkus, but you still get Malkus Mardis. The Chachamim instituted Malkus Mardis. Here too also, the Shar Melech says that's the answer here when it comes to Chorish. The Rambam holds Asa Midiraisa, as he says in Halacha Aleph. But it's not a lav. You only get Makas Mardis for it. Back to the Gemara, when the Gemara says that Chorish, the opinion thinks that Chorish ain't a loke, doesn't mean it's not deraisa. It just means you don't get Malkus. It's only an Isra Aseh. But no one's to say it's not Asma deraisa. So again, the Rambam holds it's Asma deraisa, like a Halach Aleph, but it's not a lav. It's only an Aseh. The Pasuk says, the Shafs, what?
That's
a Shar Melech.
We said that yesterday.
The Chazanish applied to Netiya. This is Shar Melech applying that same Svara to Chorish. Because the Pasuk says, B'Chorish V'Kachar Tishbos. There's an Aseh of Chorisha. There's no Malkus and Aseh. There's only Malkus and Mardis. It's a Chachamim, so choose. Okay. Now, the Baz writes in a Tshuva that, no, there are two types of Chorishas. There's a Harisha that is Midin Zriya, that's there to help the fruit, and there's a Harisha which is there to soften the ground. Now this is a big lumdus when it comes to, you learn Hilchos Shabbos. Chorish is a really Hachana for Zriya, or it's simply to soften the ground. That's a big Chakira, a big Machlokas you've shown him in Hilchos Shabbos. Says the Radbaz, that's what's going on in the Rambam. In the beginning, the Rambam is talking about when's Harisha Asa Midiraisa? That's when it's there to help facilitate the growing of the fruit. For Zuriya. But when he talks about Halacha Dal, it's only Midirbanam, it's only for the ground, not for the fruit, but for the ground. And that's Meduyak. What does the Rambam say? In Halacha Dal, he says Hachorish. He doesn't say Hachorish Stam. Hachorish Litzarach HaKarka. To soften the ground, that's only us and Midirbanam. But when it comes to helping, assisting the growing of the fruit, that's Aser Midiraisa. And that's the two different types of plowings we have. That's how the Radbaz explains this tier in the Rambam. So two answers. Karka is Midirbanan. It's Meduyak. Halacha Dal, the Rambam says, Hachorish Litzorech HaKarka. I'll say it again. There are two types of plowings. When a farmer plows the ground, two things happen. One thing, he softens the ground. Let's say you drag a bench outside. I'm not doing it for planting. Happens to me, I'm softening my ground. I'm evening my ground out. There's also a Chorish that softens ground to allow the seeds or help the seeds grow better. One to soften the ground, one to help the planting. So those two harishas is exactly what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam in the beginning, Halacha Aleph, says we're talking about planting. That type of harisha is Asa Midiraisa. Halacha Dal, he's talking about not planting, he's talking about plowing to soften the ground, and that's why the Rambam writes, Hachorish Litzarech HaKarka, not for the fruit, but for the ground, to soften the ground. That's only Asa Midirabanan. It's not a steer, but there are two types of harishas. Okay. Should we finish off here? A few more things, or should we wait till it's ready? 45 minutes. Maybe we'll pause. We'll stop here. We'll pick up next week. We'll interesting. So we'll continue Harisha next week. Amir Hashem, and then we'll start Tosefos Shvius. Okay.